Today we met, you deduced that I gave up being a surgeon to become a companion because I had lost someone close to me. The truth is
that you made a mistake during the surgery that cost the patient his life. It takes years of study to become a surgeon, not to mention tremendous ego. Surgeons don't just leave to become addicts, they're forced out, and they're only forced out if they commit the sin of malpractice. I knew it would be a sore subject, so I made up the bit about your friend to spare your feelings.
That was very big of you. How do you know the patient died? How do you know I didn't just leave him paralyzed or in a coma?
The parking ticket, the one you had in your purse. It was... You incurred it 2 weeks ago near the corner of 86 and 3rd. The only thing there is Carver Cemetery. Obviously, you were visiting a grave. Not a parent's grave, of course. Google indicates that they're both alive and well. Siblings? No. Carver is a pauper's field. The picture that you keep on your phone of Mum and Dad says that they're well-to-do. No sibling of yours will be interred in a place like that. The place doesn't even have a proper parking area, hence the ticket. So, a surgeon who's no longer a surgeon, a parking violation incurred outside a poor man's cemetery, and two parents who are as moneyed as they are alive. Write it all up. What does it say? You were visiting the grave of the man that you let die on your operating table.
So incredible, the way that you can solve people just by looking at them. I noticed you don't have any mirrors around here.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I think you know a lost cause.